Recovery Radio, KMP3, 1000 Oaks.
Yes. You are listening. Podcast on KMP3. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous. I will be your host. You can email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram. Book. As always, so glad you're here with me today. Don't know if your day is just getting started, or it's winding down, or it's somewhere right in the middle. But here we are, and I'm glad. My day is just starting out, albeit later than usual. I slept like 100 hours last night, and usually I record before the sun comes up, before the birds are here, but the sun's already up and the birds are already here, and it's in full swing out there. Beautiful day. So you might get some more background noise than normal, as far as nature is concerned, but there's a couple squirrels that we've kind of adopted as well. Rascal and Squirrely. We didn't name Squirrely. A neighbor of ours had named Squirrely some time ago. Fed Squirrely cake. And since then, Squirrely's become very friendly in the neighborhood. But anyways, they're out there too. We give them peanuts now. I have my piping hot cup of coffee here. French roast from Trader Joe's. It's delicious. So grateful I have no desire to drink today. Woke up without any desire to drink today. That's not your experience, I feel for you. I woke up with a desire to drink for a long time. Even in sobriety, I had it, which I've talked about on here. And it is just hell on earth, if that's your experience. You can get through it, I know that. But it's a matter of opening up the blinds and letting a higher power in as soon as possible, in my view, in my experience. I just had the best conversation with my wife this morning. Like I said, we woke up very late, and she's the best. She's my best friend. We had the best conversation. We're talking about linguistic codes, but it was the best conversation. And we were talking about all these things that we were motivated and inspired to do right now. Some of which are in motion. You know, for example, on my end, I have the Sarcastic Big Book. About a month ago, released the second edition of the Sarcastic Big Book. A couple new chapters and a couple expanded sections and a few rewritten things slightly to fine-tune the point and message. and then there's Sarcastic Daily Meditations, which is a book with 365 sarcastic meditations. And then there's a book called The First Two Columns of a Four-Step. 365 Daily Affirmations That Won't Help You a Bit. And it's just a bunch of resentments to read every day. And it's so dumb, but it's funny. And currently, I am working on three things. And one of them is such a big deal that I'm not even going to mention it yet. But it is going to be a game changer, I feel. But one of them is a book called More Sarcastic Daily Meditations, just like the first one. And then there's one where I'm compiling the best of these fake book covers I do on Instagram. I'm going to put them in a book, call it The Book of All Books. And I haven't done that for very long, but I already have about 600 of them. So I'm picking the best ones and putting them in order and doing that. And then on top of all that, recently decided, I'll tell you about one other thing, because there's a couple more other things aside from the big one that I think will be a game changer. But one of the things is I'm going to do a meditations book that's not sarcastic. I'm going to do like a recovery radio KMP3 meditations book, where the message I talk about on here, I'm going to put into a book, put in a serious one. Let me know what your thoughts are about that, if you have any, if you feel like writing me and letting me know. Because my wife is the only person I've talked to about this, and I'm curious to know what you think. And so that's some of the stuff, most of the stuff on my side. There's a couple other things too, but get all this stuff going and working on it now. And my wife is doing a bunch of stuff as well right now. One of the things that she talked about wanting to do this morning is she wants to live a life worth saving on some stuff, like mugs and shirts and stuff like that. Talking about shop of some kind. So I don't know what you think about that, but that's what you're talking about. But what I really wanted to share with you about is she also wants to, she used to be the cook at the state licensed rehab where I was the program director, and she loved it. She was the cook, and there was something so powerful about that whole experience for her, and having everybody eat together on a regular basis was really powerful and healing. And so she's working on a project called The Recovery Kitchen. And I will break it down to what I know. She wants to collect recipes from people. And so if you have a recipe that you want to share and a story about it, she wants to compile all that and eventually put it in a book or something. But if you have a recipe, maybe an old recipe, it doesn't have to be a long story. It could be a couple sentences, she said. But if you have anything like that and you want to send it in, go for it. But there'll be more on that later, but anybody has anything like that they want to send in. There's much more, but I'll let her tell you about it. I invited her to come on today, but she'll come on soon. She had other adorable things she was doing this morning. So But she will come on soon and tell you all about it. But she did say, go on and invite people to do it. See what happens. Anyways, so that was a bunch of, you know, just housekeeping stuff to share with you. Just what's going on behind the scenes and what projects we're working on and how we're so excited about it. So yeah, write me, sarcasticbigbook@gmail.com. The topic today is accepting where I am. Accepting where I am spiritually right now. And the spiritual soundness of that. How it is very spiritually sick for me to not accept where I am right now. When I was new and for a long time, I wanted to be further along than I was because I could comprehend it mentally where I was supposed to be. I knew where I was supposed to be. It made sense. I got it. But I wasn't able to be there, and it made me so mad. It made me frustrated and impatient and judgmental, harsh, critical of myself. I wanted to be further along than I actually was. And I just couldn't find the balance of aiming for that and wanting to achieve that, and also the so important factor of accepting the fact that I'm not there now. I told you the birds were going to be loud today. It is just, there's a lot going on out there. There's some kind of caucus happening. But part of the reason why I'm so comfortable today is because I accept where I am at right now. I know that I have a lot of growing to do. I know that I have shortcomings that surface daily. I know that I have self-centeredness I don't see at this moment. I know it. I know that sometimes I can be really arrogant. I know that sometimes I can sound ridiculous. I know it. I know that sometimes I can be really impatient. I know that I can be judgmental. I know that I can I know all these things about myself. I know that I have a lot of growing to do. And I'm okay with that today. That's where I am. I'm not further along than I am right now. This is where I am right now. Have I gotten a lot better in a lot of ways? Yes, I have. 100%. Are there parts of my personality that just seem to have done complete 180 degree flips? Yes. There are. Absolutely. I've had a psychic change. I've had a spiritual experience that is powerful and has changed my, you know, motives drastically, and former guiding forces are no longer there. And I'm being driven by completely other motives, and all that's true too. But I'm also aware of the fact that I'm not further along. I that's okay. It's just okay. It's reality. Reality is where you are right now is where you are right now. What you're capable of right now is what you're capable of right now. And embracing that, I learned really enabled me to be capable of more. Not accepting where I am actually at limits me and stunts my ability to grow spiritually. It's like a logjam. It's like a knot that just gets all tangled up and messes up the flow of all of it. But it's hard because, man, first of all, you know, when I was new, I was just used to everything changing immediately. I didn't like how I felt. I'd do something to change it, and I felt differently right away, and that was it. And a lot of stuff in recovery isn't like that. It takes time. It takes time. But it's time that's worth it. So important that I accept where I actually am. For a long time, there was character defects that I was really aware of and that I didn't want to let go of. I knew it was selfish. I didn't want to let go of it. I didn't want to. And eventually I accepted that. At first it was like a fight. Oh my gosh, you've got to get rid of this. You got to let go of this. You're stupid for not letting go of this. You're bad. You're an idiot. You're whatever for not letting go of this. You're wrong. And it would just make it worse. It would exacerbate all the selfishness and just make it so much worse. And after a while it was like, okay, you're going to have to change this at some point, but right now you don't want to. You know, do you want to just let that thought breathe? Don't judge it. Just acknowledge it and let it. Acknowledge it, but don't judge it. And that was when I started to grow more. When I stopped judging it. I was able to grow more, but that took some time. But if you're new, probably really hard for you to be easy on yourself, to accept where you are. Maybe it's not. Maybe it is. It sure was for me. Helps so much to be compassionate with yourself and acknowledge the reality of where you are. Then I was able to change it, you know? And then I can really just sort of calmly see where I really was. I was able to start to really change where I was. But I had this lack of acceptance for where I was at. I'm having a hard time because I'm not where I want to be. It took me a while to learn that the part of that that was not helping me was the belief that I needed to be somewhere where I wasn't. It's not true. Where you actually are, it's perfect, because that's where you are. So is it easy for you to accept where you are at right now? Having a hard time with something? With within yourself? Some habit you hate, but still there? You just judge it. Critical. To the point where you just stall and just spend your time there. Because I relate to that. I did that. I want to grow. I have a lot of growing to do. I want to get better. I want to be a better husband, friend, neighbor, citizen. Yeah. But where I am right now is where I am right now. There's always stuff to work on. I want to thank the people who write to me. I want to give a shout out to the Happy Joyous and Three. East and West Coast. I'm going to give a shout out to Dallas, Texas today. I want to give a shout out to the Black Rhinos International Big Book Study. And Sober Gratitudes Podcast. My friend Sarah is doing so many things. She's helping so many people. It's pretty magnificent. She's putting her experience, the experience she's having, she's really putting so much of it into action. Concrete, tangible results are there of her gratitude for the experience that she's having. It's really beautiful to watch. She's helping a lot of people. Anyways, and I want to give a special shout out to Chelsea. Just say hello. And I do see you. And yeah, if anybody needs to hear it, I will say it. Everything is okay. My coffee's gone. I plugged my nose and held my head back and just guzzled it. And then I shook my head back and forth and let it drip everywhere, and then I put pink on the turntable, and I did the limbo for a while. Such an alcoholic. None of that happened. All right. I'm going to go. I'm going to leave. I'm going to get out of here. I am going to go try to live a life that was worth saving. And I hope you'll do the same. Good night.